This is Manson Radio at the Zermatt Unplugged Festival, the last Zuniga session of 2012, and it was with James Welsh, and he's with me right now. Hello, James.
Hi there.
Thanks for getting dressed.
No worries. It was just for the listeners, I was just changing my shirt in case you were getting some disturbing images.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was the dress for all the people talking to you as well. I've kept my clothes on. Well, great to see you here at Zuniga. What keeps you coming back to Zermatt?
Well, they keep inviting me. Which is nice, and because it's a great place to come and play, always a responsive crowd, and I find that the word is spreading and the crowds get more and more kind of, the shows are selling out quicker and the crowds are getting more and more responsive. It's a shame when you have this thing where you play a festival 1 year so you're not supposed to do it the next year, and it's frustrating for artists because all the people from particularly places off the beaten track, all the people who've gone, that was amazing, when can I see them next after a wait a long time?
Well, you've sold millions of records, you've played pretty big venues. What's it like coming back to a venue like this, which another artist described as being like playing in your living room?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I've still, even the years when Star Sailor were quite big, I'd still turn up and do little acoustic shows here and there.
So you don't mind seeing the whites of the eyes of the audience?
No, it's great. Yeah, as long as they're a good audience. I think that's the thing, is like when you're that close to the crowd, it's really exposing, and if they're not interested and there's loads of people, then you don't really get that. You don't really understand that, but when it's a small audience, if they don't like it, they'll let you know.
Well, they definitely liked it tonight. They were singing along, they were clapping and doing harmonies with you at one point, I heard,
absolutely,
with one of the songs. Now, it was so small that I could see the set list, and I saw that The Weight was coming up, and I thought, hang on, isn't that a song by the band?
Yeah. It's, I grew up with the music of the band, and like I was saying, I put out a message when Levon died, which was, we'd debate like bands all the time amongst ourselves and amongst other musicians, and it's like, no, they're rubbish, no, I think they're amazing, and there's always like cause for little arguments, but the band were one group who pretty much every musician I've met has gone, yeah, the band were amazing.
You mentioned Star Sailor earlier. Now, what's happening with you in Star Sailor? Are you concentrating more on your solo work, or could Star Sailor be something again?
Yeah, I think so. It's just waiting for the right moment. I was reading an article with Damon from Blur. They obviously operate on a much bigger level, but it's the same principle, where he said he would never get the band back together just to pay the bills. There's got to be a spark there, and there's got to be a groundswell of like interest in it. So yeah, it's like, if a million people signed up to a Facebook page saying, get Star Sailor back together, then that's, if the people want you, then you've got to do it, haven't you?
All right, lovely to talk to you, and I hope we'll see you back in Zermatt next year.
I look forward to coming back to Zermatt.